Alonzo to the White Caps.
Faster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
The Lansing Locos are back on the air, baby. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. And today, it is the Lansing Lugnuts against the Dayton Dragons, the first-place team in the East Division of the Midwest League. Hello and welcome in. Adam Jaxa, good to see you here next to me. Lugnuts coming off a series against West Michigan, where they won three of the first four games, and then the weekend happened, and that was all White Caps.
Yeah, it was the same thing that we saw the first time those two got together. West Michigan came here, Lansing had won two of the first three games, and then Saturday and Sunday, 10-3 wins for the White Caps here at Jackson Field. Same type of thing over the weekend at LMCU Ballpark. If you're Lansing, I think you feel a little frustrated, Jesse, because they had an opportunity to win that series Saturday and Sunday, couldn't get the job done.
So now here comes the first place team in the division. Although the Lugnuts and the Dragons have played each other very tough, they open up the season against one another. And the Nuts won an opening day 1-0, then Dayton came back and won the next 2 days. And then, in the six-game series since, up until this past weekend series, which the Lugnuts split with West Michigan, Lansing had only split two series all year. They'd split a series in Dayton. They'd split a series against Dayton right here. So 3-3, 3-3. And that brings us into this. Adam, I think you look at the series and you go, Lansing can't split this series. They have to win it if they want to make that run at the second half playoff spot.
No question. I mean, this is a first place team right here in Dayton, and there's only a few homestands left. Lansing has got to find a way to beat the Dragons. This is their last series against them. You know, there's not another opportunity here over the final month and change of games. So if they're going to make some damage into getting into the playoffs, even though we still have a full month, they have to have a big week and take advantage of being back at home where they have been really good offensively for the most part outside of the last series we saw against Great Lakes here.
Well, on paper, you would say what would help out Lansing? You want to throw Luis Morales twice. And that's exactly what we're going to see is that the A's top pitching prospect is going to go tonight and he'll go Sunday. What do you expect from Morales? How deep can he go?
I think he's got to go deep as long as they'll let him go. I mean, hopefully he's efficient because they're riding that pitch count. They don't want to obviously use up that arm and have something happen here, especially this late in the season. He's pitched well all year, but you said it. They need a good performance from him today, and hopefully they can get a duplicate performance at the end of the week, but it's got to start tonight with the Nuts trying to get this first win.
The other big story is a lot of movement involving the Lugnuts. Let's begin with a new face in the starting lineup. Welcome in from Stockton. And by way of Cal State Fullerton, Nate Nankill makes his Midwest League debut today.
Yes, indeed. We knew that this was going to be a possibility. Lansing, there was a stretch, Jesse. There hadn't been movement with the Lugnuts for about a month throughout the season. So it's been quiet at times, but great to see guys get promotions. Great to see Stockton guys come up here and show what they can do at the high A level. And then, of course, we still will wait to see on the assignments from the 2024 draft from the A's to see if Lansing gets any more new faces before the stretch run here in the final month.
The trade deadline affecting Lansing. This is going to be a team that is going to have a very different identity as we move forward into the final 36 games of this year. So to look at today's starting lineup, let's begin with the Dragons. You've got the reigning Midwest League Player of the Week leading off in center field, Carlos Jorge. Then the left fielder, Jay Allen II, bats second. Hector Rodriguez DHs and bats third. Batting fourth in the order, the third baseman, Cam Collier. Hitting fifth, shortstop, Leo Balcazar. Batting sixth in right field, Ethan O'Donnell. Hitting seventh, catcher Logan Tanner. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Cade Hunter. Rounding off the order, the second baseman, Victor Acosta, bats ninth. Jorge Allen Rodriguez, Collier, Balcazar, O'Donnell, Tanner, Hunter, Acosta, your spotlight dragon, sir.
Yeah, I still got to go with Cam Collier. I mean, he mashes home runs, 13 on this 13 on this Dayton team, and the OPS is up over 700. Sitting in cleanup tonight. Be careful against the lefty, Cam Collier.
Okay, on the other side for Lansing, Johnny Butler leads off in left field. Batting second, center fielder Ryan Lasko. Hitting third, it's the first baseman, Will Simpson. Batting cleanup, third baseman Luke Mann. Hitting fifth, the left fielder Danny Bautista Jr. Batting sixth, second baseman Casey Yamauchi. Nate Nankill, the right fielder, making his MWL debut, bats seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher CJ Rodriguez. And rounding off the order, switch hitting shortstop Saheed Valenzuela. Butler, Lasko, Simpson. Mann, Bautista, Yamauchi. Nankill, Rodriguez, and Valenzuela to support Luis Morales and to take on the southpaw TJ Sikkema. Your spotlight, Lansing Loco, sir.
Could go with one of the newbies, Mr. Nankill, but instead I'm going to go with the man that was out due to a little bit of a sickness feeling on Sunday. Big series last week for Will Simpson. Let's see if he can bring that bat home and have a big week against the Dragons in the next 6 days.
I was downstairs talking with Johnny Christensen, head of strength and conditioning for Lansing, about getting the players updated weights here at this point of the year. And Will looked at me and said, I lost a lot of weight on Sunday. He was not great. It is all out of his system, thank goodness.
Yeah, that's good news. That's part of the many things that go on in a full season. You're starting up from April and heading all the way to early to mid-September. Things pop up, and great to see him back today to try and help this Nuts offense.
You know who's feeling it right now? Clayton Bell, in charge of video. So hopefully something's not sweeping its way around that clubhouse. The Locos have taken the field, clad in their turquoise and the marigold. Meanwhile, the Dayton Dragons are in their road gray pants, road black jersey shirts with the green numbers on the back and the stripes underneath the sleeves, and the black caps for Dayton. Down to the field for today's national anthem.
We're ready for baseball and a homestand here for the Lansing Lugnuts, kicking off this evening in Michigan State Capitol. The penultimate day in July, July 30, 2024. It is up around 85 degrees, humidity pushing up over 60%. There is a lot of light blue skies and the sun popping through tonight. a beautiful evening for baseball. Lansing 14-16 in the second half, 46-49. Dayton in first place in the Eastern Division standings at 18-12, 52-44. The last six games of the season between the Lansing Locos tonight and the Dayton Dragons. To kick off the call, here he is, the voice of the Nuts, or the voice of the Locos, I should say. Vamos, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Gracias, Adam. Your Locos defense. On the outfield, Danny Bautista Jr. in left, Ryan Lasco in center, and in right field, Nate Mankill. Around the infield, Luke Mann plays third, Saheed Valenzuela is at short. At second base, Casey Yamaguchi, and at first base, Will Simpson. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Man on the mound, the right-hander, who hails from Antilla, Cuba. It is Luis Morales wearing number 14. Let's go down to the field. We've got two important words to declare. Play ball declared. Here we go. Carlos Jorge, Jay Allen II, and Hector Rodriguez coming up to home plate. Let's begin with the left-handed hitting center fielder, Carlos Jorge, batting 219 through 85 games. The time is 7:05 p.m. on the first pitch. Foul hit out of the mitt of the catcher Rodriguez, underway right on time with strike one. Open stance for Jorge, upright stance, the deal. Lifted high in the air, shallow left. The shortstop Valenzuela races out down the line, makes the catch. Two pitches, one gone. Find Adam and I via social media at Adam Jaksa, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A. At Jake Goldstrass, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Jake Goldstrass at LansingLugNuts.com, the email address. There's Jay Allen II batting right. Pitch on its way. That breaks in there, called strike, as called by the new home plate umpire, Jonathan Rector. Our first look at Rector and the bases umpire, Shea Graham, here in the MWL. The pitch, skipping in.
With him being the home plate umpire, can he be referred to as Rector the Director?
Yes, absolutely. Pitch on its way. That's off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. I like it. Jay Allen II has done some big-time damage against Lansing this year. The pitch, up high. And Morales is behind him. Three balls and a strike. At batting average, I mentioned it's down to 217. Here this month of July, he's hitting just 138. He has bottomed out. The pitch, hit in the air out to center field. Ryan Lasco goes back, approaches the track with room for the catch. Two outs.
I tell you what, Jesse, we saw that a lot in West Michigan. Now that's a 3-1 count, so you're going to most likely swing if you get something in the zone. But West Michigan attacked a lot of 3-0, 3-1 counts, and Lansing won a lot of those battles. That's another one right there. Avoid the walk, get an out.
Hit it to the big part of the ballpark. Hector Rodriguez DHing. It's the first pitch high in the air and fading back our way. Here it comes. And then down to the seats. Strike one. Two outs, nobody on. No score. Rodriguez hitting just 236 in July. Morales deals. Foul back to our left. And off the facing of the sweep. Strike two. Feels like the game plan early on from Morales has been a lot of off speed. Rodriguez overall for the year, 17 doubles, 4 triples, 9 home runs. The pitch. A ground ball on the right side. Great diving stop, Yamauchi, from his knees to first for out number 3. He laid out on a ball that was sizzling at 102 miles an hour. Start on your scorecard. Perfect first inning for Luis Morales. Let's go to the home half now. The Lansing Locos are coming up against TJ Sycama.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
To the bottom of the first inning, the lefty TJ Sycama for the Dayton Dragons, the Cincinnati Reds' high A affiliate, at 18-12 here in the second half and 52-44 for the year. They play 500 ball on the road, 24-24 for the year, 28-20 at home. Sycama against Butler, Lasco, Simpson. Lefty-lefty to Johnny Butler. Up and in, ball one. No score in the ball game. Johnny B hitting 238 through 85 games. Coming off a series in West Michigan where he was on base a lot. Pitch on its way. Hit high in the air, a towering fly to shallow center. Shortstop Balcazar out, under, and squeezes with two hands. One away. Well, Adam, you mentioned this early. It is stiflingly hot here. Currently the temperature, 82 degrees. It feels like it's 87 degrees, and humidity is high. Ryan Lasco batting right. First pitch, it takes the off-speed bouncing in. Change up. No score. Lasco's hitting 229 through his first nine games. Sycama throws. Check swing, pitch was high. Two balls and no strikes.
I don't know if it was perfect weather in West Michigan or what, but yeah, it feels sticky today.
The deal. Bounced foul at home. It's the sort of weather that just hits you in the face. You know what I mean? That heat barrier that then saps energy from you. Sycama rocks and throws. Lasco swings and misses. Once again, the changeup. 2-2.
Let me tell you something, Jesse. I'm going to bring the energy for you today. No zapping over here.
I like it. Break even. Outside corner, strike three called. First strikeout for Sycama. Spotted up the fastball. Well, two outs and nobody on for Will Simpson. Will in West Michigan at five hits, one single, two doubles, and two home runs. Scoreless here in the first, on the pitch. Sycama misses down and in with the fastball. Fastball 91 miles an hour. TJ Sycama, start number eight. The pitch, a dribbler foul, rolling left. Right now he's basically going fastball change against these right-handed batters. The man from DeWitt. So, Adam, you live in DeWitt. He's from DeWitt, Iowa. The pitch, floating outside. Two balls and a strike.
Gotta love DeWitt, man.
I have a hearty bit of respect for DeWitt. Here's the pitch. Simpson hits it high in the air out to right center field. It's carrying out of the alleyway, put away by the right fielder, O'Donnell. Side retired. Neither team at a base runner reach, we go to the second. Scoreless from Lansing, Michigan.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
I would like to say hello to some folks as we head to the second inning. Hello to Jerry Shriver from Somerville, South Carolina, and Marsha Bullard from South Lansing. 0-0, top of the second from Jackson Field. Lugnuts right-hander Luis Morales to Cam Collier batting left. Here it is. On the outside corner, strike one called. 96 miles an hour. And 0-1. That floats high. A great matchup that we've enjoyed whenever these two teams get together. Morales, the top A's pitching prospect, against the number three Reds prospect. Here's the pitch. That's down low. Two balls and a strike. Morales' fastball, 97. Well, Cam Collier comes in hitting 228 through 87 games. He takes a ball up and away. And now it's 3-1. And time granted to Collier. You know, Cam is still only 19. The first round selection of the Reds back 2 years ago. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball four. Out of the first base runner of the ball game for either team. Morales issues a leadoff walk. I'd like to say hello to Stefan Gleiberman checking in as well. Lansing Locos on a Copa game. Now Locos Tuesday. Morales to Leo Balcazar. Blown away, ball one. Balcazar coming in at the ripe old age of 20. A native of Miami, Florida, signed as an international free agent 3 years ago. Collier at first. Nobody out. The pitch. Balcazar takes a called strike. Fastball at 96 at the knees, right across the plate. Now, Balcazar is hitting 239 through 68 games. Righty to righty. Fouled away right side. He got the sweeper from Morales. Strike two. Luis shaking up that baseball in the right hand. Black socks pulled up to the knees. Home white pants. Left foot out in front of the right foot. Leg kick in the pitch. Smacked on the ground, right side. Diving stop, Yamauchi spins. Gets the out at second base with Valenzuela, forcing out Collier. Balcazar is aboard at first. But that is two sterling plays in as many innings by Casey Yamauchi. The 5'9 native of Hilo, Hawaii. Signed as an undrafted free agent last year and flashing the leather. Getting those white pants dirty. One on, one gone, no score. Ethan O'Donnell takes ball one low. You can feel free to star that one on your scorecard. And the beauty of that play is that he was able to get the lead runner and erase Cam Collier. A walk, a fielder's choice, a 1-0. Swing and a miss. Morales working in. Ethan O'Donnell's hitting just .218 through 68 games. Four home runs for the former Virginia Cavalier. A left-handed batter. White batting gloves gripping the bat. Morales' pitch shows bunt, pulls back, it skips in. Luis went changeup. Two balls and one strike. That bat for O'Donnell, so the handle is black, and then the barrel is unstained, a light wood color. Third baseman man off his line and in. The pitch grounded foul, hopping off the railing of the Lugs dugout. 2-2. In left field, Danny Bautista Jr. is stepping away from the shadows, which are encroaching on his heels from the corner. The shadow of the video board falls in front of the center fielder, Lasco. And in right field, Nankill standing in the sun. The pitch, swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. O'Donnell strikes out. Out number two. First strikeout for Morales. No score in the top of the second inning. Balcazar at first. And now Luis goes to work against Logan Tanner. Right-hander against right-hander. The pitch. Slung it down and away. Back pick first base tag in time. C.J. Rodriguez picks off Balcazar. Simpson swiping in the tag to his left. And the side is retired. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. A walk. No runs, no hits, nobody left. No score from Lansing, Michigan in the series opener.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It is Luke Mann to lead off the last of the second. No score. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. TJ Sikkema's pitch. Bends outside corner. A called strike. Mann, Bautista Jr., and Yamauchi. 4-5-6 in the order against Sikkema. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. What a wicked slider that was. That slider had just no conscience. None whatsoever. Sikkema struck out one in the perfect first. 0-2. Mann strikes out swinging. Strikeout number two. But the left-hander out of DeWitt, Iowa. The Missouri Tiger strikes out the Missouri Tiger. It's a Missouri compromise. That was a historical joke.
And a good one.
Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Lefty to righty. Dribbler foul, strike one. No score. I mean, when Mizzou gets together, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. Luke Mann, round two. We'll see what happens then. One out, nobody on. 0-1. Up and away. Sikkema has been highly effective for Dayton this year. originally out of the Yankees organization. Pitch on its way, down low. Originally a supplemental first rounder for the Yankees. Back in 2019, entering 2020, number 15 prospect in the organization. And then that sent his career going sideways, unfortunately. All right, 2-1, hitter's pitch. Fouled away down the right side. Strike two for Batista. So 2020 is canceled. And then he misses all of 2021 with an injury. And I really do think, has any study been done about the number of pitchers who were injured coming off 2020? Batista Jr. swings and misses. And Sikkema strikes out a second straight batter. Three strikeouts for Sikkema, five up, five down.
Well, I know there was cancel culture, but you're just going to go ahead and cancel all of 2020?
That was me. That's my power.
4 years after the fact? Man.
Well, I've got help from my friend COVID.
Your friend, huh?
Yeah. Casey Amauchi steps in. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Sikkema misses inside. Ball one. So then he's traded. Sikkema traded by the Yankees to the Royals. That was part of the Andrew Benintendi deal. And then Rule 5 selection by the Reds. 1-0. That's called a strike on the outside corner. And this is a man who pitched in AA in 2022 and in AA in 2023. And here in High A this year. The pitch. Off the outside corner. Our good friend Sean Merman, voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. He was a natural the last 2 years. I mean, he's still probably pretty natural, right? Here's the pitch. Inside. No, based on the way that he's pitched this year, the man has been supernatural.
They got to change their nickname then.
League batting just 221 against Sikkema. Stalwart for the Reds organization, for the Dragons. And I would think that at some point that he's going to get called up to AA. Two outs, nobody on, no score. The pitch, Yamauchi lays off a changeup low. And the count is full. I feel like, Adam, you and I have said that about players who have gotten the call up. Looking at you, guys on Lake County. Payoff pitch to Yamauchi. Ground ball hopping up the third baseline, fair ball. Cam Collier went to plant and throw. His feet gave out. The throw was offline, and Yamauchi has an infield single. Oh, poor Cam Collier. He's an excellent defensive third baseman. He grabbed it right down the dirt, two steps away from the outfield grass. And just as he went to plant and heave, that back foot went out. He was lucky that that throw didn't go wilder.
Yeah, and Yamauchi with great speed, so you know he was going to have to hurry, but he is affecting this game on both sides of the ball early.
Now Nate Nankill, first Midwest League at bat, first pitch. Yamauchi runs, pitch called the strike. Throw down to second base, the tag applied in time. Casey caught trying to steal, and Nate, we'll see you in the third inning. Scoreless frame, Sikkema faces the minimum. We're going to the third, no score. Adam Jackson's coming right up with the call.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there, as we bring you back for the top of the third inning. No score between Lansing and Dayton. The first of six this week in Michigan State Capitol. Appreciate you stopping by. Luis Morales, top pitching prospect for the A's. Kicks and throws home. Slider outside, ball one. So Logan Tanner has started his first two at-bats. Ball one, ball one. Pitch two. That's a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes. He started with ball one in the top of the second. And then Rodriguez threw out Balcazar. The pitch. That just misses outside. Well, check that. They do go strike. And time called now for Logan Tanner.
Just wait a little bit longer with Jonathan Rector. He takes his time before calling strikes.
Still getting used to that here. So it's one and two. The pitch. Slider outside. Rector, the home plate umpire. Shea Graham, the bases umpire in this series. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball challenged him right down the heart of the plate at 97. Morales, back-to-back Ks to bookend the second and open the third. Well, it's the third time that Luis has faced Dayton this year. This the first, though, at home. You got to go back to early on in June. Pitch home to the lefty. Outside ball one to Cade Hunter. Dayton is littered with lefties in their lineup. Five of the nine. Bat from the left side. The pitch. That's fly back. And just below the camera deck in front of us. Strike one. Jorge leading off. Rodriguez and Collier batting third and fourth. O'Donnell sixth. Hunter eighth. All lefties against the righty. Morales. 1-1. Pours in the fastball at the bottom of the zone at 97. One ball, two strikes. No score here in Lansing as Hunter follows the footsteps of Tanner and takes time on the 1-2 pitch. Morales set with those Black Sox pulled up high. Turns, kicks, throws. Lifted out to right field, down the line, hooking, and it is foul. Just to the right of the foul pole and right off about the 18 or 19 foot mark of the 23 foot wall. That thing was up there. Home run distance and nearly home run height, but foul territory. Dragons coming into this series 18-12. First place in the second half. The Eastern Division standings. 1-2 pitch. Slider inside. Dragons a game and a half up on Lake County. And remember, Lake County won the first half, so they can't win the second half as well. 2-2 pitch. Checked it. That's down low. He didn't offer. We're full. So West Michigan is technically in second place, 2.5 games back at 15-14. And then in come the Nuts at 14-16, 4 games back. Payoff pitch. High bouncing ball. Yamauchi on one bounce, grabs it to his right, slides, throws to first. Two outs. He's got a lot of baseballs coming his way today. That was one of the easier plays. He's had to dive for the other two. But Morales continuing to work well, hasn't allowed a base hit. Just the walk to Cam Collier to open up that second inning. Base is clear, and here comes Victor Acosta. The pitch. Fastball, top of the zone. That was called a ball, but it was right there at the top of the zone for Morales. Pitch home. Off speed. There is strike one. The pitch. Acosta takes it down low. Two balls and a strike. Victor batting just .183 coming into this. OBP sits just up over .305. The pitch. Outside. Three balls and a strike. A tacos and tall boys evening here. In the penultimate day in July. 3-1 pitch. That's on the outside corner at 96. Painted on the black beautifully. By Morales. We'll play a day game tomorrow, and then it is off to the final full month of the 2024 season. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He changed it up on him. Acosta went after it. Third strikeout for Morales. He goes through the bottom of the third of the card in the third with ease. Bottom three coming up. No score at Lansing.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the third we go. Lansing and Dayton battling here. No score in the series opener. Bottom third of the card. Nate Nankill, welcome to High A. First pitch home to him. It's outside. Ball one from TJ Sikkema. Great to see the youngster make his way up here to Lansing. His first game in action. The righty in right field today. The pitch. That slides in there. Strike one. 21-year-old Nate Nankill out of Cal State Fullerton. Pitch home. Line drive out to left field, and it's dumped down for a base hit. One at bat, one base hit. I think Nate Nankill is here to stay. So welcome to the Midwest League with a single. Nankill out of San Diego, where he grew up, batted 285 in the Cali League in 83 games. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch home. And that's in there. Strike one, off speed.
Adam, how long had I been rallying for Nate to be called up from Stockton to Lansing?
Boy, I want to say since the first day I saw you on night one of the 2024 season. 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to shallow center field. That's dropping down for a base hit. Same type of swing from Rodriguez that Nankill just had. His goes to center. Nankill's went to left. And the first two have reached. That's now three straight hits going back to the end of the second inning for Lansing.
Worth noting that the first base coach right now talking with CJ is Lisa Norrie.
Welcome to Lansing for her as well. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. Play him to pole left side. The pitch. He takes it at the bottom of the zone. Ball one. Saheed bounding from the right side of the plate. Switch hitter. The lefty Sikkema comes home. Popped up. First base side. Out of play. One ball, one strike. No score here in the bottom of the third. So Nate Nankill, one of the moves that the A's made. Shenzong Ao Zhuang, one of the pitchers for the Nuts, just promoted to Midlands. So congrats to him. The pitch, that's popped up in the infield, first base side. Tanner, the catcher, coming over. First baseman hunts her down the line, and he makes the catch in fair territory. One away. Who wanted it? Sikkema, Tanner, Hunter, all there. It is the first baseman. So Zhuang heads up the man out of Taiwan to Double A Midland down in Texas. Micah Dallas, a reliever, joins Nankill from Stockton, and he has joined the Lansing Lugnuts. Back to the top of the card. Here's Johnny Butler. Two on, one out. No score. The pitch. Breaking ball is whacked out to right field. It's down for a base hit. Heading towards the wall. Nankill around third. He scores. Rodriguez around third. And hands up from O'Donnell. The ball is out of play. So how many locos will come in? Butler is coming in as well. I don't think it's going to be an inside the park home run. But
here's what happens to happen. Shea Graham, the bases umpire, needs to inspect where that ball has gone. And if he's convinced that it's not playable, okay, it's a double. But if he thinks that the right fielder O'Donnell could have gotten it.
Well, they're trying to find it. It looks like under the ribbon board, yes. So the inspection comes out to favor O'Donnell. The ball is lost under the ribbon board. So it is a double. Rodriguez will head back to third. Butler, unfortunately, from home, will head back to second. He's got to run it out either way. But it's an RBI double for Johnny Butler. That one feels like a touchdown, but there was a flag on the play. But then they say, oh, flag was on the other team. Not to worry. Everything stands. Kind of. The pitch home. That's a pitch that's in there. Strike one to Ryan Lasko.
You know when there's a return and you're not sure if the player was down by contact, the officials say, return it for a touchdown. Then we'll see if you were touched down.
The pitch. Breaking ball down low. Or if there's like toe tapping by the sideline, you think
yes.
He stepped that at about the 20. They go back to video replay. Nope, he was in. Okay, touchdown. So not exactly what Johnny Butler wanted. He could have had probably two knocked in, but either way, it's an RBI double. Still only one out. The pitch. Line drive out to left field. Base hit for Lasko. Now Rodriguez scores. Butler right behind him. Jay Allen won't throw home. Two-run single, Ryan Lasko. The Scarlet Knight steps up, and the Nuts lead 3-0.
This is beautiful hitting. This is guys not over swinging. They're just barreling and hitting line drives.
And a sight to see, because again, the last time they were home, that little mini three-game set right after the All-Star break, they didn't score much. Pitch, Will Simpson knocks this out to left center field. That's down and heading towards the wall. Lasko sprints around third. Conklin sending him in. The throw goes to Acosta at second. He realizes too late that Lasko is sliding in safe at home. RBI double Will Simpson. It's a four-run third inning.
This is a great aggressive send by Craig Conklin at third. Because Ryan Lasko is arriving at third base. Right as that ball was about to be fired into the cutoff man, right? There could have been a play at the plate. Dayton got distracted, went for second instead. And that allowed Ryan to come all the way in. This has been batting practice these last four out of five batters.
And two of the last three have attacked on the first pitch. You said it, Jesse. They're not trying to do too much. It just looks easy, free-flowing. And that's now five hits in the last six at-bats. And that draws a conference on the mound for the Dayton Dragons. Brian Garman, the pitching coach, has gathered the entire infield. But I tell you what, again, we go back to last weekend, Jesse. At home, the last home weekend, where the Nuts just couldn't muster any offense against the Loons. Their only win was a 1-0 victory. Then you go back to the way that the series finished in West Michigan. You're up 3-1 with a chance to win the series Saturday and Sunday. Lose both. Get beat bad on Sunday. This is a great way to kind of erase those memories. Up 4-0 now. Here's Luke Mann. The pitch home. On the ground, first base side. Past the dive of Hunter. Simpson waved around third. The ball is kicked around and O'Donnell doesn't handle it clean. Simpson scores without a throw. RBI single Luke Mann, 5-0 Nuts.
Ambush offense. If I'm Danny Bautista Jr., I'm running to the batter's box.
and swing it as soon as you can.
TJ Sikkema, I don't throw a first pitch strike, and I might not even throw a second pitch strike.
We'll see what he comes with. Pitch home. That's inside. Down low. Ball one. So there you go. No first pitch strike. First pitch strikes, though, for the Nuts. Man, a first pitch single. Lasko, or check that, Simpson, a first pitch double. The pitch. That's cued back. Foul. First pitch double from Johnny Butler. This inning has gone Nate Nankill single, C.J. Rodriguez single, Saheed Valenzuela pop-up, Butler double, Lasko single, Simpson double, Mann single. The pitch, check swing, tapper, foul. So this has to be a double then from Bautista, right?
Home run wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, but just, you know, the top of the order has gone double, single, double, single. We like patterns, don't we?
We do.
Fourth pitch of the at-bat. Bounding ball foul. Third base side.
This was a man who doubled three times on Sunday. In the season series, the Dayton pitching staff has a 5.8 ERA against Lansing. The Lugnuts have been averaging 6.5 runs per game against Dayton on 10 hits per game.
Sikkema's 1-2. Down low. This has been a theme, too, these big half innings for Lansing's offense. Go back to that last series in Dayton. The Nuts split, but it was that first game. Lansing was down 2-0 and then blew up for 9 runs in a couple of innings. 2-2. That's flied out to shallow right center field. Drops in for a base hit. Mann stops at second. The hits just keep on coming. 5 straight for Lansing.
So much for symmetry.
Now I guess you can throw a home run in there.
Adam, you know how many runs that the Lugs have scored in their wins this year against Dayton after a 1-0 win on opening day? 11 runs, 9 runs, 10 runs, 9 runs, 14 runs, and 7 runs.
And tonight, 5 runs. Here's Casey Yamauchi, first and second. The pitch. Line through the right side, another base hit. Mann stopped at third. The throw comes in from O'Donnell, a good one at the plate. Mann has to slide back to third as Tanner gets it to Collier. They're loaded up. 6 straight hits for Lansing. And Nate Nankill, that started it all with a single, up to bat for a second time in a lengthy third inning. Another first pitch hit, too.
The whole 9-man starting lineup is 8-for-9 against Sikkema.
Is that good?
That's amazing. And it's beautiful hitting. Casey Yamauchi right there, inside out, punch it into right field.
And just like that, Vince Harrison Jr., the manager, is out there, and that is how Sikkema's night ends. Oh my goodness, through 2 innings, he had struck out 3 and set down 6 in a row. He had given up the single, but they caught Yamauchi stealing. And then into the third, again, single, single, fly out, double, single, double, single, single, single. And the 10th batter coming to the plate, Nate Nankill, will face a new man on the hill. What a half inning for the Nuts. And again, there's still only one out. So, Array Franzen is the new man that is on the hill. He will try and get the final 2 outs of this half inning. The righty, 6'3", 220-pounder from Netherlands. Undrafted free agent in 2019. And boy, they just need an out right now.
Franzen's a little bit like Lansing's Gerson Sanchez. The walks and strikeout numbers are about the same. His pitches move all over the place. It's really remarkable to watch him warming up right now because everything that he's throwing, it's running, it's cutting, it's sinking, it's zooming. The question is it going to be somewhere down the middle? Is it going to be running to the edges? When Lansing saw him earlier this year, he could be a very effective, and then the switch could flip and he could lose the zone just like that.
The question is, can he get the first pitch by Lansing batters, Jesse?
like trying to sneak the sun past the rooster.
Jesse says, let's make that a rhetorical question. All right, we'll find out. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Five runs in for the Nuts, six straight up reach, bases loaded for Nankill. The pitch. And the answer, a resounding yes, slides it in for strike one. Nankill singled and scored his first run as a Lugnut in his first game up as a Lugnut. Promoted from Stockton today. 0-1. Popped up, shallow right field. Out goes the second baseman Acosta and the first baseman Hunter. It is the right fielder O'Donnell coming in. And he runs the baseball into the infield. It was only a couple of steps into the outfield grass. Two down. So finally, after six straight, reached the second out. And now C.J. Rodriguez, the 11th batter in this half inning. Lansing up 5-0. Can they cash in more? Rodriguez yet to have a home run this year. The pitch. Fastball zipped in. Strike one at 95. Mann is at third. Bautista Jr. at second. Yamauchi at first. Righty Renny, the pitch. Popped up back behind home plate. Heading for the lower bowl. Strike two. How about eight hits and five runs so far in this third inning? And again, only two have been extra base hits for the most part. They've been station to station. 0-2 pitch. Rodriguez dunks it out to right field. That drops in, base hit. Mann scores. Bautista Jr. right behind him. Tack on two more. A touchdown in the third for Lansing. A two-hit, two-RBI inning for C.J. Rodriguez. And that coming on an 0-2 pitch. Yamauchi gets to second. The pitch home. Valenzuela sprays it foul. Strike one. A nice grab by the fan there. Stands up. Shows off the baseball in the right hand. An even 10 hits now for the Nuts. Nine coming in this third inning. 12th batter to the plate. The pitch. Valenzuela swings through the changeup. Strike two.
Ooh, and a nice wind on this warm night.
Needed that. Up around 10 miles an hour with the wind. American flag looks clean and pristine out there and right. Pitch home. On the ground over to second. Acosta to his left has it. Throws to first. And finally, we are done in the third. A massive half inning, though, for the Nuts. Nine hits, and they score seven runs, and the Lugnuts bring 12 to the plate. We will head to the fourth here at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow, too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, how about that for a half inning for Lansing? Welcome back home to the Locos. Going all out on a Tacos and Tallboys Tuesday. 7 runs and 9 hits in the third, and Luis Morales now with a touchdown lead as he goes back to the top of the card. First pitch, slings it inside to Carlos Jorge. Ball one. Jorge today 0 for 1 with a fly out to short. The pitch, that's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Fastball is in there at 96, strike one. Really hasn't been much of an issue so far for Morales. Just a walk allowed in the second inning. That's been it. 2-1 pitch. That's up high. And potentially looking at a second walk here. He has been behind a couple of batters today, 3-1 though. And he's been able to come back. Victor Acosta was one to finish off that third inning. He got a strikeout. And then a fly out to Allen in the first. A pitch. This is on the ground foul, first base side. So a chance to get out of a 3-1 count again. Jorge digs back in from the left side, the righty. Morales throws home. Popped up. Foul, third base side. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Lansing. No runs, no hits, no errors for Dayton so far through the first 3 innings of this game and the first of 6 games this week. Tomorrow will be a skip work day, everybody's favorite day of the year. 3-2. Swinging a lunging, bouncing ball towards second. Yamauchi has it on a couple of bounces. Short throw to first. Simpson catches. One down. Third time tonight. Morales has come back down 3-1 and gotten it out. So how does that work if it's skip work day for lug nut workers? Do we just don't have a broadcast tomorrow? Jesse's participating early. He's eating some tortilla chips right now. Pitch home. That's down low to Jay Allen, ball one.
I think Nate gets the call.
All right.
Nate. I just hope that we have a shortstop for the game tomorrow.
There's a 1-0 pitch to the righty. Slider. And that showed that it was in there, but not given a strike on Jay Allen. Tough one. Good pitch right there for Morales. Nasty Nate the intern or Nate Nankill coming to do the broadcast. The pitch. That's down low. 3 balls, no strikes.
Traditionally, it was the business person special, right? That you go early in the day. And everyone work in downtown Lansing, where there's a lot of folks who work downtown here in the state capitol. Just walk over.
The pitch. There's a strike that's in there at 96. Jay Allen, by the way, flat out to center in his first at bat. One out, top four, 7-0 Lansing. Here's a pitch. That slides in there. Strike two. Right back there to that fastball that's got late movement on that, whipping to the outside part of the plate. Good pitch from Morales. So he's come back down 3-1 a couple times. Can he come back after he was down 3-0? Here's the 3-2 pitch. Popped up right field. It looks like he's done it again. Nankill coming over. A step into foul territory, and he can't make the catch. Ooh, and his arm going hard into the wall as he hits the seat of his pants. He's going to feel that one right there. He is back on his feet. Is he all right? Will Simpson is out there to check on him. Will Johnston is out there to check on him from the bullpen. Simpson, an extra long conversation with him out there. Tosses the baseball to the bullpen. That's a tough play right there. Good effort from Nankill. Looks like he's okay, which is great. At foul territory, it shortens so quick. Out there in the deepest part of right and left field. And there is no pad on that wall out there like there is on the warning track. So we'll do the 3-2 pitch again. Morales comes home. Lifted out to left center, and it drops for a base hit. First hit tonight for the Dragons, and it comes with one out here in this fourth inning to Jay Allen the second.
Noah Huff Lansing head athletic trainer is still on the top step of the dugout on the far side, still looking out there at Nankill, just making sure he doesn't see anything.
Well, you would. I mean, got his first base hit, scored his first run, his first game at the high A level. The pitch, that's down low, ball one. Certainly don't want to see any type of injury that have to bring him out of this game. Lansing in front, 7-0 in the top of the fourth. Hector Rodriguez at the plate on the left side. The pitch, breaking ball, whacked up in the air, right field. Again, here comes Nankill, and this time he stops, sees the wall. That goes to the bleachers. Strike one.
He was not alligator arming that one. He was approaching at full speed. Did you see the play in the Orioles game? I think it was James McCann who got hit by a pitch in the nose.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible that he stayed in that game. 1-1. That's a little bit wide. He gets hit in the nose with a pitch. They stuff the nose, both nostrils, with gauze tape, cotton balls, whatever it was. 2-1 pitch. Swing of that's fouled back. It took him a while. They had it stuffed up there, and it was still coming out. And he stayed in the game and then caught with the hot balls or whatever they use stuffed up in his nose. Tough, tough. Right there from McCann. The pitch is a high bouncing ball to Yamauchi at second. He's got it, flips to second for one. The relay to first, not quite in time. Good stretch from Simpson. Another good play from Casey Yamauchi to turn one at second, two down. You get hit in the face with a baseball. Jesse, are you staying in that game? I don't think I am.
I've got a peculiar answer for you.
I'm just hoping I'm alert after that happens. Here's Cam Collier, 7-0, Nuts leading, top four. The pitch, slider down low, ball one.
As a kid, yes. As a kid, I remember playing basketball and running headfirst into a tree and being like, look, I know where I am. Let's keep playing.
1-0. Lifted out to right center field, hit well. Back goes Lasko to his left, trying to track it down. It's over his head. One hops to the wall. Around third, here comes Rodriguez. He's in to score. Collier into second, RBI double, and Dayton's on the board.
That's a great job by Lasko denying three bases. That's the deepest part of the ballpark.
Well, you know the ball is hit flush and deep if Ryan Lasko can't track it down. He showed his incredible defense this past week in West Michigan and did so just a little spurt of it through a couple of games to open up at home against the Loons a couple of weeks ago. Here comes Don Schulze. So it was 7-0. No hits had been allowed by Morales. He's given up two now and also the first run, but certainly helps when you get a 12-batter, 7-run, 9-hit, half-inning prior, and still a 6-run advantage with two outs. Leo Balcazar is the man that is set to come up next. Jack Owen, by the way, has just started soft tossing in the right field bullpen for the Nuts. So Morales trying to at least get through four here, get the final out. Schulze has said all he needs to say to Luis Morales.
Do you know what looked great for Luis in the early going of this one was the sequencing was keeping Dayton from laying into the fastball. And I think that's gotten away from him here. Needs to get back to working with C.J. Rodriguez, keeping them off balance.
Well, let's see how he attacks Balcazar. Throws home. Sweeper outside, ball one.
Here's a quick trivia question for you. What's the opposite of a sweeper? Sweeper's a big breaking slider. What's a short, sharp slider?
Pitch home. That is a little bit inside. Two balls, no strikes.
Do you know what that's called?
No.
A bullet slider.
Okay. Could have been sixth inning slang. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Reared back and went to the 96-mile-an-hour fastball there. 2-1.
We'll do something else for sixth inning slang.
Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Was that sweeper right there? Two balls, two strikes. Morales trying to get through this fourth inning after giving up a couple of hits and a run. Balcazar reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Righty, ready to pitch. Ooh. Up and in. 96 coming at the head right there. That'll wake you up. Payoff pitch. Lifted out to left, hit well. Bautista Jr. has room, though, in front of the track. To his left, two-hand squeeze, makes the catch. And that'll do it. So Dayton does get on the board in the hit column and the run column. Get a couple of hits, one run on the Collier double. 7-1 Nuts, bottom four, coming up next from Jackson Field.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the fourth inning, trivia time coming up here at Jackson Field for you. Lansing in front 7-1 over the Dayton Dragons, the first place Dayton Dragons. Luis Morales has pitched well, and the offense exploded in that third inning. 12 batters came to the plate. They scored 7 runs on 9 hits. 7 were singles, 2 were doubles. And we start fresh at the top of the card with Johnny Butler. Array Fronson, the righty, faces the lefty, the pitch home. Slides outside, ball one. This is payback, Jesse, when you were getting all the runs. We'll see if Lansing saves some more. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one.
Now hang on just a second. The inning that the Lugnuts have scored the most runs in all year has been the third.
Yeah, but recently, you know. 1-1 pitch, that's up high. 2 balls and a strike. Not that I was keeping track or anything, you know?
Yeah, you calling all those runs in the third inning. That was old news.
But not fake news. 2-1 pitch. Line drive, right field, base hit. Well, this kind of looks like the third inning. Johnny Butler had a double in the third. He's got a single here in the fourth. And Lansing looking to potentially get the run back that they just gave up.
Johnny looks like he's being shorter to the baseball. Right, that head bent in, watching it the whole way. This has been a different approach, and it's yielding great results.
It certainly is, and it's great to see. That's getting consistency from Butler, the leadoff man. Here's Lasko. First pitch, grabs that outer edge, strike one. All right, Jesse, you know baseball's a funny game. Sometimes things happen multiple times, even on the same day, depending on what you're talking about. The 0-1 pitch. That is in there. Strike two. Your trivia question today, 7 years ago today, back in 2017, Lansing also grabbed a 7-0 lead, for they hung on and won 7-5 against this team. The pitch, swing and a miss. Throw back to first. Butler is in, standing up. Lasko strikes out, his second strikeout today. One down. So who was the team that Lansing built the 7-0 lead on this day back in 2017 as they built a 7-0 lead today against Dayton? And now it is currently 7-1. That is your trivia question. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com will answer it for you in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Will Simpson from the right side. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. So I guess I'm fully expecting that Dayton scores the next four runs and 7-5 is the final.
There's no such thing as fate.
The 0-1 pitch. Check swing, tapper, first base, foul. Strike two.
That was a cricket swing.
That was a cricket swing. I have to admit, I watched my first ending to rugby today. What
rugby
a finish.
Rugby sevens.
Unreal. United States earns the bronze on a walk-off sprint down the middle of the field.
Spiff. Truck stick.
How did that was amazing. Pitch home. That's a little bit tall. Right there at the top of the zone, 1-2. Simpson lucky to still be up there. She truck stick one or two players.
Both. So rugby sevens, it's such a wide open game because you only have seven players out there.
The pitch from Frunzen. Fouled off, first base side, up towards the sweet level.
What that means is you don't have to break through everyone. There aren't the massive amount of humanity on the field like there are in normal rugby. All you got to do is get through one or two, and then the field opens up. That was amazing.
1-2 pitch. That's fouled back towards the sweets again. You've been watching a lot of the Olympics, Jesse?
You know, we sat back last night and we watched beach volleyball. Number two Americans, number two in the world, take on Australia and beat them.
Well, I spent my time watching T-ball, so.
About that. Thank you.
Got a little wet out there. The rain ended the game a little early. No rain tonight, though. 7-1, Lansing leads. In the bottom of the fourth inning. One on, one out for Will Simpson. The pitch. Slider away. Two balls, two strikes.
You saw a potential playoff preview. That was the Orioles against the Royals.
What a matchup. Somebody related to someone in this booth had a couple of hits. That's what I remember. 2-2 pitch. That's fly back. And no, I don't have any unknown kids lying around, so it wasn't me. And it wasn't... Nate's giving... was it Nate? No, it wasn't Nate. You nasty, Nate. Two balls, two strikes. Launched out to right center field. Back goes O'Donnell. He's at the track, and he reaches up in front of the Dean Trailways ribbon sign and makes the catch. Boy, that ball is launching off the bat, though, from Will Simpson. He doubled in the third, flies to deep right in the first, flies to deep right center here in the fourth, two outs.
Love where his swing is right now.
Just looks easy the way he's pushing the baseball.
Especially after a long plate appearance.
7-1 nuts, bottom four. Here's Luke Mann, the lefty. The pitch on the ground, and that's knocked down for a moment by the pitcher. It goes to Acosta, and he flies over to second and tags it before Butler can get there. Boy, wow, what a play. Franzen was getting out of the way, but it ricocheted off his foot, went to Acosta at second, and he sprinted to beat Butler. So there you go. We get through the fourth. Single from Butler is stranded. We will head to the fifth, 7-1. Lansing in front, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with the play-by-play.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Seven to one Lansing. End of the fifth inning from Jackson Field. And Luis Morales on the bump. Deals to Ethan O'Donnell batting left. Starts him off with a fastball for a called strike one. O'Donnell, Tanner, and Hunter. The pivot, the kick, the pitch. Rogue get across the outside corner. Strike two called with a slider. O'Donnell struck out swinging his first time up. Three strikeouts so far for Morales. Time called for. And just the look of disgust from Luis. Hang on. Pitch clock violation. He didn't ask for time. He's called out on strikes. Well, O'Donnell takes issue. Here comes the manager coaching at third, Vince Harrison Jr. The home plate umpire, Jonathan Rector, called out Ethan O'Donnell on the pitch clock strike three. Now explains this to Vince. They talk things through. Meanwhile, there's Logan Tanner, the on-deck hitter, now standing directly beside Ethan O'Donnell on the left side of that home plate circle. And on your scorecard, you can put your K inside a clock. Now Rector explains to O'Donnell, saying, I tried to take time.
I don't have those good of artistic abilities, Jesse, so what else should I do?
Here's what I got. I went analog here.
Okay, but here's what I have for you. Shouldn't it be a backwards K?
Logan Tanner takes ball one low. Well, he was looking at the umpire calling him out.
Yeah, so looking. That's a backwards K.
Inside a clock. The pitch is down and in. I've also seen a K that's lying on its back asleep.
Yeah, but not a forward K.
Whatever lets you know. The pitch popped up, foul back our way. Here it comes, Adam. And right below us. And with that, here comes Craig Conklin on his way out to the mound. Will we see the mid at... Yes, we will.
Oh.
The mid-batter pitching change. Well, Luis Morales arrived at his pitch count. Didn't get there too early, didn't get there too late. Arrived right here, which allows Vince Harrison Jr. the chance to get right back in the ear of Jonathan Rector. For Morales, unofficially, 75 pitches on the dot. Final line for Luis. Well, it's not quite final, right? Because we still have a batter in the batter's box. Logan Tanner, count two balls, one strike. Right now for Luis, two hits, one run earned, one walk, four strikeouts, and four and a third innings. And Jack Owen is checked in. With the Vamos Locos chant from below. I asked you, Adam, right in the pregame show, I said to you, how deep does Lansing need Morales to go? And the reason why I asked you this was because in Luis's last couple of outings, I mean, his last time that he had gone four innings was back on June 9th at Dayton. In fact, in Dayton, June 4th, and in Dayton, June 9th, he went back-to-back four-inning outings. And then since then, three and two-thirds, three innings, three and a third, two innings, three and two-thirds, three and a third. Today, they got him through four and a third innings, 13 outs recorded. What do you think?
I would say pretty good. I mean, again, it helps when you get a seven-run third inning, but still, both of the other stints against the Dragons, he went four innings. Goes 4 1/3 today, and that's pretty darn good. Now you hope that the bullpen can secure this one and help you get a game one win.
Two balls and a strike on Logan Tanner. And the pitch is ripped down to third, grabbed off the ground by Mann. Those across, received by Simpson. Out number two. Boy, that ball is humming down there at Luke Mann. 112 miles an hour. That's the old worm burner. Daisy Clipper. See, look at me. Burning all my sixth inning slang before the sixth inning.
You know, the worms were out early this morning. It was it was raining out there. You could smell them out there this morning.
Jack Owen throws. Cade Hunter takes. Ball one. Too low from Owen on the first pitch. Jack throws the kitchen sink. Lefty-lefty. 7-1 nuts. The pitch. And he broke it low. Two balls, no strikes. Seven runs for Lansing in the third inning. One for Dayton in the fourth. And here we are in the fifth. Owen's pitch. Butter chops it above Owen. In front of second base. Barehanded Yamauchi throws to first. Didn't get him. That would have been a third gem for Casey Yamauchi. As it is, infield single, Cade Hunter. I mean, flashing leather earlier. This time, no glove needed. Oh, Case. Casey with the glove. Casey with the bare hand. Casey backs up, playing up the middle. As Victor Acosta, switch hitter, bats right. The pitch, and Owen misses, down it in. Ball one. Dragons trailing by six in the top of the fifth, two outs. And the runner at first base, Cade Hunter, 9 for 9 in steals. Owen pitches. Bounced foul at home. Changeup. Acosta struck out his first time up against Luis Morales. Third baseman man in on the cutout of the dirt. Shortstop Valenzuela playing back toward the hole. Oh, it sets high. Kicks, delivers. Strike two called on the inside corner. Just above the knees. Actually really like the look of the colors in combination today with the turquoise next to the black and the green. Kind of the Boston Celtic Dayton Dragon Kelly Green. A 1-2 pitcher's pitch. Acosta takes the breaking ball bouncing in. 2-2. Acosta out of the nine hole. Batting average has sunk down to 182. Does have 9 doubles, 2 triples, and 4 homers. Owens 2-2. A tapper foul right of the circle. Center field, Ryan Lasko started in. Turns his back, hits back. Bat boy retreats. Victor Acosta out of El Limon, Dominican Republic, the Lemon. 20 years old. Waits. The pitch. Ripped righted man at third side retired. He handled the 112 mile an hour grounder. He takes in the 104 mile an hour atom ball. And let's go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The single stranded. Dayton still trailing Lansing 7-1. Halfway to the house.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
All right, Fountain's in for the bottom of the fifth inning. The Dayton Dragons right-hander against Lansing's Danny Batista Jr., followed by Casey Yamauchi and Nathan Ankill. 7-1, Lansing Locos lead. Righty-righty. Danny takes a slider up and inside, and ball one. Batista Jr. is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Bronson, third base out of the rubber, deals. Fouled back into the screen, right above the on-deck hitter Yamauchi. First of six between Lansing and Dayton here from Michigan State Capitol. So glad that you can be here with us. Bronson lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93 and by him. Final six meetings of the year. Entering play today, Dayton has led the season series 8-7. This is the 400th all-time matchup between Lansing and Dayton. A pitcher's pitch, 1-2 from Fronson. Up high, just a touch. Two balls, two strikes. A 7-run third inning right now, telling the tale for Lansing. Fronson, the deep breath. The pitch. Flair, shallow right. Man rushes O'Donnell for the catch. And there's one away. Batista Jr. fighting it off the hands. His jersey getting progressively more unbuttoned all the time. Stalking back to the dugout first base side. Denied his second hit of the game by Ethan O'Donnell. One away. Here's Casey Yamauchi. He's 2-for-2. Multi-hit games for Yamauchi, Butler, and Rodriguez already. 7-1 Locos. One out. The pitch. Outside. Lansing leads the all-time series 220-179. They have won 55% of the games. Bronson winds and throws. On the outside corner, strike called. This is the best winning percentage that Lansing has against any team in the Midwest League. One ball, one strike, one out, the toss. A ground ball hopping down toward third. Last bounce stayed down. Collier stayed with it. And the throw across in time. Love watching Kim Collier play third. Two outs. Nate Nankill is 1-for-2. He was 1-for-2 in the third inning. He singled to ignite the inning in which 12 batters came up. Seven scored. 8 of 9 in a row hit safely. Righty-righty. Pitch on its way. A ground ball up the middle, ticked off the glove of Bronson. Second baseman Acosta double clutches, and the throw to first not in time. There was a lot happening there, all leading to Nankill's infield single, and he has a two-hit game. That is the second time that Bronson has gotten the glove in the way of a ball that was going toward the second baseman, Acosta. And Acosta didn't make it easier for himself with the double clutch. Two outs, runner on. C.J. Rodriguez lines it up the middle. Beyond Acosta, base hit center field. Nearly took Bronson's head off. Up into second base, Nankill. And Rodriguez is 3-for-3 with three singles. That was murderous. That was a boomerang ball. Throw it and it comes right back at you. CJ right on it. Rodriguez at first, Nankill at second, two outs. And the batter, Saheed Valenzuela. Locos 7, Dragons 1. Lansing looking for two-out magic. Saheed takes a breaking ball down and in. I say breaking ball. Really a change of pace there from Fronson. Array Fronson relieved the starter, Sikkema, in the third. Sets. Leg kick in the pitch. Chopper, left side. Shortstop Alcazar grabs. Underhanded to second. Acosta the force out on Rodriguez. Ending over. Two singles, two left, no runs. Five innings complete. Locos lead the Dragons 7-1. Going to the sixth from Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we open up the sixth inning, the sky is starting to darken above on Michigan Avenue in between Cedar Street and Lodge Street downtown, a couple of blocks away from the Michigan State Capitol. The Dayton Dragons are down 7-1. Top of the order, Jorge Allen II and Rodriguez. Lefty Jack Owens, first pitch swung at and missed. Strike one for Carlos Jorge. Jorge is 0-2 with a pop out to short and a ground out to second. Southpaw offers. Bent it off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Over his last 15 games coming in, Jorge was hitting .313. Steals, homers, a lot of patience. Three walks, or I should say, as he fouls this one off at home, 12 walks, three homers, five doubles, seven steals. And last week alone, Jorge batted .375 with a couple of homers, a couple of doubles, and an OPS approaching 1.5. So Jorge turning it on. 5-8 center fielder out of Puerto Plata. Here's the pitch, and that's down and away. Well, knowledgeable Nate Miller has delivered our sixth inning slang today. I like it. I've never heard of this one, Nate. 2-2, the pitch to Jorge. Strike three called at the knees in the outside corner. One away in the sixth inning. First strikeout for Jack Owen. Now here comes Jay Allen the second. Jack Owen, by the way, not to be confused with Jack Owens. Owen misses outside. Ball one to Jay Allen the second. There was a major league player named Jack Owens back in 1935. Jack Christopher Owen throws. Strike call to Allen. Nate shows out this sixth inning slang today. Mask work. The 1-1. Curves low. So who does mask work? Whose job is mask work? And how does mask work figure in to baseball slang out there on the diamond? One out, nobody on. 7-1 nuts. The pitch. Smacked on the ground. Great stab by Simpson to his left. First baseman to his bag unassisted. Two outs. Oh, Will Simpson. That was a stab. That baseball went scorched off the bat. Inside out punch. Will reached out to his left and he speared it. And then the second part was the easy part. Right to first base. Two away for Hector Rodriguez. Lefty to lefty. Fly ball hooking deep down the right field line. Back toward the corner. It's foul. Strike one. Rodriguez is 0-2. His ground out in the first inning, that was sizzled. And Casey Amarucci took away a base hit from him. And then in the fourth inning, reached on a fielder's choice. Doubled home by Cam Collier for Dayton's only run. They're down by six in the sixth. The pitch. Rodriguez grounds it weakly right side. Backhanded first baseman Simpson. Utterhand feed to Owen, covering at the bag. Side retired. Oh, the Lansing defense has been top-notch today. And the Lansing Locos on this Copa Day bring a 7-1 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's Cody Adcock, the right-hander, now into work for Dayton as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lansing Locos bring up the top of the order. Butler Lasco Simpson leading 7-1. Seven-run third inning. That's telling the tale. Johnny Butler is 2-for-3 with a single, an RBI double, and a run scored in that seven-run third. The righty Cody Adcock sets, kicks, throws. Low ball one. Well, welcome to Dayton. Cody Adcock just added earlier today. The Arkansas Razorback brings it. That's inside. 13th rounder of the Cincinnati Reds last year. Had a heck of a college tour. Was with Ole Miss and Crowder College. There's the pitch. And that's a little low. 3 balls and 0 strikes. But he attended Arkansas High School in Texarkana. And then drafted out of Arkansas. In 2023 with the Razorbacks. 26 appearances, 8 starts. Adcock's pitch. That's at the letters for a called strike, 3-1. 52 innings worked, 46 strikeouts, 25 walks. This year with the Daytona Tortugas, a 3.6 ERA. Adcock's 3-1 to Butler. On its way. Fouled back and over our heads and back toward Michigan Avenue from 3-0 to 3-2. And then here it comes back. It went on the roof and rolled back down past the gutter. Well, Adcock only allowed one home run in his 35 innings with Daytona. Only 25 hits, 20 walks, 42 strikeouts. First batter up in high A of NC State. Payoff. Butler swings, grounds it weakly on the right side. Scooped by first baseman Hunter to Adcock covering. Out number one. And Adam Jaxa, I put you now on the spot. Knowledgeable Nate Miller chose that as our sixth inning slang today, mask work. Who does mask work on the diamond?
Is it the grounds crew?
It is not. Ryan Lasco, the batter. Here's the pitch. Dribbler foul, left side. He does mask work.
Yes, he does. That makes sense.
Thank you.
Is the umpire or the catcher? I don't know.
You got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it's one of the two. It's not both. 1-0. Breaks to the outside corner. Strike two called. It is the catcher. And it dates back to 1911. The mask work. It's the catcher's defense. I'd say C.J. Rodriguez's mask work strong. Two-strike pitch. Up and in hits Ryan. So Cody Adcock here in the Midwest League, a ground out and HBP. He had 6 batters down in the Florida State League. He had hit 6 batters in the SEC last year. down to first base.
Well, not much padding up there.
Nope.
That's a tough one.
94 miles an hour. Right. There's Will Simpson. The mask work being handled by Logan Tanner out of Mississippi State. The signals to Adcock. Simpson, the Washington Husky, waits. Righty to righty. The pitch. Hit high in the air, twisting deep to right. Back toward the corner. Ethan O'Donnell. And O'Donnell makes the catch in foul ground, disappearing from view. Back to first base, Lasco. Two outs. 7-1, Locos leading. Although, scoreless first, a perfect first inning for T.J. Sikkema. And the second inning, Sikkema faced the minimum. In the fourth inning, R.A. Franson only saw four batters come up. In the fifth inning, Franson pitched around a couple of singles. Now here in the sixth inning, Adcock looks to strand the HBP. Deals to Luke Mann, right at a lefty. Instead, pickoff throw, and no tag applied by Hunter. Lasco back in. But, a 9-hit, 7-run bottom of the third inning. 7-1. Hey, Nate, thanks for choosing out our sixth inning's lane today. Adcock to Mann. The pitch. That's cute foul on the line left side. Off the far side of the dugout. And then it rebounded out onto the field. Correct me if I'm wrong, Adam. I feel like Luke has been up there aggressively swinging early.
Well, he gained his confidence back at the end of that West Michigan series, so yes, I'd say that's correct.
Drafted last year by the A's, excelled in Stockton. Here in Lansing, pickoff, oh, tag, let's go safe. Ryan was out there a little bit farther that time.
And I think he's probably eager to get results because he had a lot of good swings in West Michigan that were deep flies that were caught.
Last home run for Luke Mann, July the 5th, off Fort Wayne. Here's the pitch. Mann swings and misses. Change up. Strike two. Of course, that's the tactic for a pitcher against an aggressive hitter. You pull the string. Adcock a deep breath. The pitch. Lasco runs. It's a pitch out. Throw down to second base. The tag. He's safe. Ryan Lasco swipes second, head first. Stolen base number two in three attempts. I tell you, Logan Tanner had a perfect pitch to rise and fire. I don't think it was a true pitch out, but it was outside. One ball and two strikes on man. Single now should be enough to increase the 7-1 lead. Adcock sets. Here it is. Man takes ball two. Fastball again, but low. Did nobody say charge?
Charge!
There it is. Thank you. I'm listening to the crowd. I didn't hear it from anyone except Adam. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Down low for ball three.
You know, I think they're probably just getting comfortable right now because the sun finally just went down. It's been a hot one out there today.
When the sun goes down,
you'll be singing.
I was thinking they'll be swinging. Danny Bautista Jr. on deck. Action in the Lansing pen. 3-2 pitch for Luke Mann. Fouled away, bouncing left. Coming up tomorrow, Adam mentioned Skip Work Day, Dog Days of Summer, 1:05 p.m. Then a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, a special one, Margaritaville Beach Towel Giveaway. Beach Towel Guy? Beach Towel Guy? You want that beach towel? 3-2, two outs. The pitch to Mann. Inside and that hit him. And it's the second hit by pitch in a three-batter span for Adcock. It was going to be ball four. It's one way to keep your walk numbers down.
You think Luke Mann even knows what a walkman is?
jog out to the mound by the pitching coach, Brian Garman. I'm thinking.
He's got to have an idea, right?
I'll say yes.
I'm going to say yes as well.
Danny Bautista Jr. is the batter.
It wasn't chin music, but he is listening to his music as he walkmans down to first.
Well, Lasko at second. Great speed. Man at first, two outs. Cody Adcock is introducing himself to this Lansing lineup. 2-1, 2-out for the number 5 hitter, Danny Bautista Jr. Practice swing before he steps in. Oko 7, Dragons 1. You've just kind of been cruising right along. Not too much going on offensively, aside from the big third. Righty, righty. Adcock to Bautista Jr. Yanked it outside. For Danny, a strikeout, a single and a run scored, a fly out to right. Hitting 265. Pitch on its way. Fouled back. 1-1 one strike. Fastball from Adcock, 93 miles an hour. Adcock relieving Ray Fronson. 2 2/3 scoreless innings in relief of the starter Sycamore, who bottomed out in the third. Here's the pitch. Down and away. Would not chase the slider. 2 balls and a strike. Warming up in the Locos pen. It's Dylan Hall, the right-hander out of Central Oklahoma. 2 outs. First and second for the Locos. The pitch. That misses for ball 3. Fastball just below the knees. Well, if Bautista Jr. walks, Casey Yamauchi would bat with the bases loaded. Here it is. Up and in for ball 4. And the bases have been loaded by Adcock without benefit of a base hit. Casey Yamauchi singled in the second, caught stealing. Singled in the third, stranded. Grounded out to third base in the 5th inning. How patient will he be here? Recently saw him draw a bases loaded walk. 7-1 Locos, 2 outs. First pitch. He takes a called strike. The fastball right down Michigan Avenue. Dayton's bullpen is now milling about. Bautista Jr. at first, Mann at second, Lasko at third. Cody Adcock lets it fly. Broke it low. I would say by order of speed, it goes Lasko at third, then Bautista at first, then Mann at second. The pitch, Yamauchi lines it, left center field, down for a base hit. In comes Lasko, Luke Mann's on his heels, both runners score. To second, Bautista Jr. on the 2-run single to center by Casey Yamauchi. And it's 9-1 Locos.
Well, you said it, we kind of been at a standstill for a little bit, the last few innings, but the Nuts come right back, get a couple more runs. Yamauchi has had himself a great day defensively at the plate. And Lansing takes advantage of the bases loaded and a couple of walks.
Now Nate Nankill. Lots of power here. First pitch. It takes strike call that side corner. First hit allowed by Cody Adcock in high A. And it's a bases loaded, 2-out, 2-run single. First and second, 2 down. Righty to righty. Nankill tried to hold back, and on appeal he went around too far on the slider down and away. Strike 2. So here are your 2 Midwest League debuts. Nankill just called up from Stockton, batting 7th in right field. Cody Adcock just called up from Daytona. 9-1 Locos, the pitch, outside. Not get tempted by that slider. two-hit game going for Nankill. A couple of singles and three trips. Here's the pitch. He swings and foul. Tip the fastball, strike three. First strikeout for Adcock ends the sixth inning. Loco scored two in the Yamauchi single, Strand two. Bound for the seventh inning. It's the Locos 9, the Dragons 1. Adam Jacks is coming right back with the call.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
We're back here for the seventh inning. Lansing on top of Dayton, 9-1. Thanks so much for spending your Tuesday evening with us. A couple days left in July. Here is Dylan Hall. Cam Collier coming to the plate. First pitch. That's outside. Ball one. I bet you Dylan Hall was hoping maybe he'd get a Hall pass with the first batter that he faced. Well, Collier, he's exceptional. Reached base twice tonight. RBI double and a walk. The pitch. That's in there, strike one. The lefty, Dylan Hall, 6'5". I should say the righty, Dylan Hall. Let me get that correct for you. I apologize, Dylan. The pitch, that's flied back. Strike two. As I was saying, the righty, Dylan Hall, 6'5", 220, 26-year-old from Stafford, Virginia, Central Oklahoma. 1-2 pitch. That's a line drive through the right side for a base hit, bounding its way to Nankill. Collier 3-for-3 in reaching tonight. Single, double, and a walk. No Hall pass indeed.
Look, Duke can hit. That looked easy.
All right, Leo Balcazar now coming to the plate. Ready, ready matchup. And the pitch home. It's in there a little bit low, ball one. Dylan Hall has looked much better here in his recent outings. His slider has really come into form. He throws. There it is. 90 miles an hour up there at the top of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Got a four-seam fastball, cut fastball, and a circle change to go with that slider. 1-0. There is another one that is outside. Three balls, no strikes. But the last four outings, Hall has not given up any runs. Through 5 1/3 innings worked. 2-0 pitch. That slides in on the outer edge. Strike one. That's that cut fastball right there with the movement. All comes set, first base side of the slab. The pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Hit deep, but room for Lasco to his right. The center fielder reaches up, makes the catch. And there's two outs. Minus one. Come on, man. You got to stay on your toes over there. Sometimes you just got to let me finish my dramatic pause in my sentence, Jesse.
Like we have to let Jonathan Rector finish calling the strike.
Yes, exactly. He's rubbed off on me. Okay, here comes Ethan O'Donnell, all nuts, up 9-1. The pitch, that's the outside. Ball one.
That's the circle change.
All kicks and throws. Swinging, that's fouled back. One ball, one strike. Lansing getting 7 runs in the third. They just tacked on 2 more in the sixth. We play on here in the seventh. Hey, you know, it was the MLB trade deadline today at 6 o'clock, and the A's have made some moves. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. The A's trading Paul Blackburn, and Lucas Urseg, a great reliever. Blackburn to the Mets, Urseg to the Kansas City Royals, so they're going to get some guys back here. And some guys back in the minor leagues. 1-2 pitch. That's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
What did you think of the return?
Well, here you go. The return. The A's from Kansas City get their 4th-ranked prospect, Mason Barnett. He's a right-handed pitcher. They also got the 18th-ranked prospect, Will Klein from Kansas City. Pitch home. Lifted out to center field. Back goes Lasko, again with room, times it up, getting behind it, makes the catch. Collier smartly gets back to first base. Now there are 2 outs. And then Cade Morris, another right-handed pitcher from the Mets. He's their 25th-ranked prospect, along with an outfielder, Jared Dickey. So 4 different players, 3 pitchers that the A's add. And this has kind of been more of the same for the Athletics. Logan Tanner coming to the plate, but ball gets out of the Dayton bullpen. They have recently, since we've been an affiliate, we've seen them draft a lot of hitters, specifically a lot of college bats. Ready, the pitch home. That's outside, picked by C.J. Rodriguez off the dirt as he comes to a stance. Ball one, and then they have used the trade deadline to go and get pitchers. So they give up a couple of pitchers. And Urseg, who had been great out of the back end, Blackburn, but they add 3 more right-handed pitchers. The pitch home, that's on the inside corner. Bottom of the zone, strike one.
July 25th last year, Mason Barnett took on Lansing as a member of Quad Cities, struck out 10 in 5 scoreless innings. I was sold.
Top 5 prospect in their org, that'll work. 1-1 pitch. That's outside. You know, Jesse, they do the thing where they say so-and-so team is finalizing a trade to get so-and-so major leaguer. So we saw that come up first. 2-1 pitch. That's pop back, foul, out of play. So I'm on my Twitter feed. I'm scrolling. I see the Mets, or rather the Royals, are finalizing a trade for Lucas Urseg. And I thought, okay, Royals, we getting Caglione? What's going on here?
Caglione,
that's what I meant. 2-2. That's outside, and it skips away from C.J. Rodriguez. Up to second base goes Camp Collier on the wild pitch. So runner at second with 2 outs, 9-1 Nuts leading in the seventh. It was not the man out of Florida that just got drafted pretty high by the Kansas City Royals. But I would say, overall, that's a pretty good haul. Getting a couple of top prospects from the Mets and Royals org.
I liked Kyle Kirchhoff, the voice of Quad City, sent me a note saying, Oakland made out like bandits.
Nice. 2-2. This is lined out to left field, down for a base hit. Danny Bautista Jr. over to pick it up. He throws it into second, in to score. Their second run is Camp Collier. He knocked in the first, he scores the second. 9-2, Lansing now leads.
Wild pitch hurts. Now Kyle added about Jared Dickey, the outfielder with Quad Cities. He said, super talented hitter, super nice dude.
All right, well, we like nice dudes and talented hitters. Here's Cade Hunter from the left side of the plate. Pitch home. This is fly back. That's coming our way. And, oh, man. It's going to come back down.
Did you miss that it fell down?
Oh, it did?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
To your left. I'll keep you alert.
Man, I thought that one was coming. It's coming down to our booth. The pitch. That's outside.
It bounced down immediately right behind you.
Oh, that's actually pretty funny.
Rear
I was staring
mirror.
Up there for a while, and it's bounding down. Lost. The pitch home. And on the hands, did he offer? No, he didn't. Two balls and a strike on Cade Hunter. All Lansing up 9-2. We're in the top of the seventh inning. The pitch. On the ground, foul. First base side. Righty-lefty matchup here. Hall comes set from the stretch. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Slide back off the netting. So it'll be interesting. Again, we talked about it. Lansing getting a couple of new guys via promotion today. One of them out in right field, Nate Nankill. They have a couple of guys elevated. We have the draft that just happened. And now trades today. So could be potentially still some more new lug nuts coming here in the last month. 2-2. Swinging a foul tip. It's held onto by C.J. Rodriguez. He's been a staple, and Dylan Hall has his first strikeout. We'll stretch it out. Bottom seven, Lansing in front, 9-2. The seventh inning, Lansing up 9-2. Here comes C.J. Rodriguez to lead off the frame. First pitch, Brody Jesse begins his outing with a strike at the top of the zone at 94 miles an hour with that fastball. Rodriguez 3-for-3 today. Three singles, two knocked in, runs scored. The pitch on the ground over towards short to his left. Balcazar has it, slings to first in time. So first time C.J. Rodriguez has been put out. Brody Jesse, the righty, 6'3", 230-pounder from Anchorage, Alaska, 23 years old. Go Zags. Out of Gonzaga, 10th rounder in 2022. Saheed Valenzuela steps in from the left side. The pitch home. Off speed. Top of the zone, strike one. Good looking change. Lugnuts have 9 runs on 14 hits. They've done it in 2 innings. A 7-run third, a 2-run sixth. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball high off the plate, first base side, but just foul behind the bag at first. Hunter had it over there. He was tiptoeing as best as he could to hope that that thing stayed fair, because it was an easy touch at first base if it did stay in fair play. But Shea Graham said, nope. No balls, 2 strikes. Checked it. Did he go? Yes, he did. He came around on the fastball, and Valenzuela strikes out. 2 away. So now here comes Johnny Butler. He's had a good day at the plate. 2 for 4. RBI double and a single. The pitch home. Bouncing ball, first base side, foul again. The Nuts win today. They would move a game to within 500 in the second half at 15-16. And 47-49 overall. And most importantly, gain a game on Dayton, who's in first place in the Eastern Division in the second half. 0-1 pitch. Off speed, top of the zone, strike 2. That changeup looking good right now from Brody Jesse. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball, bottom of the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts to bookend the bottom and top of the order and close out the 7th. 2 innings left to go. All Lansing up 9-2 at Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, we're off to the 8th inning. Lansing all over Dayton, 9-2, thanks to a 7-run third inning. That's been the difference. Victor Acosta, Carlos Jorge, Jay Allen coming up to face Dylan Hall in this 8th inning. Righty-lefty, first pitch home. That's in there at the bottom of the zone. Strike 1. We're going to answer that trivia question here for you in this 8th inning. 0-1. Bouncing ball high off the plate, back to Hall to the right of the mound. Sets, throws to first. It's in time. 1 down. All right, so we asked you in the bottom of the third inning, bottom of the fourth inning, I should say. Lansing got off to a 7-0 lead today before the Loons, or I should say Dragons, gave that one away, got their first run. Here's a pitch home. That's in there, strike 1. So we asked you, who did Lansing get a 7-0 leadoff against today back in 2017? The 0-1 pitch, that's inside, ball 1. Marsha and Leanne correctly answered as I just spilled the beans, the Great Lakes Loons. 1-1 pitch. Launched out to right field. This is hit towards the wall, and it is foul. Right off the railing that is just above the yellow line over the 23-foot tall wall. And that ball was to the right of the pole for strike two. What a swing. And a big, big smile for Carlos Jorge. He just missed that one. So, yes, 7 years ago today, on July 30th, Lansing also built a 7-0 lead against another Midwest League team, the Great Lakes Loons. They held on to win 7-5 in that one. Here they lead 9-2. 1-2. Down low. In that game, Lugnuts were up 7-0. The Loons hit three straight solo homers, capped off by Gavin Lux in the fifth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss. Down goes Jorge, off balance there, so nearly hits a home run and then strikes out a couple of pitches later. Second strikeout for Dylan Hall, two gone. Then they got a fourth solo home run in the fifth inning. But Lansing eventually won here at then Cooley Law School Stadium, 7-5. The pitch, that's fouled back. Strike one on Jay Allen. That's a lot of home runs. That sounds like a Great Lakes Loons type of team. The pitch home. That's sweeping outside. One ball, one strike. Yes, you're going to tell me about the double play, Jesse?
Yes, I was. The wild play that ended that game.
I was hoping you'd chime in.
I don't know if we have time.
Oh, we got time. 1-0. That's on the inside corner. One ball, one strike, go.
The Loons put the tying runs on the bases in the ninth inning. First and third, there's two outs. The batter at home plate is Christian Santana. He strikes out. That's out number two. But then he runs toward first anyway, even though first is occupied, and he kicked the ball away from the Lansing catcher.
1-2. Up high and inside. Should say one ball, one strike.
So he can't run. He's already out. But because he ran, because he kicked the ball away, the umpire said you interfered. That's the final out of the ball game.
2-2. Slider got him on the outside corner. Strike three. See, told you you'd get it in. There you go. 7-5 after the Lugnuts led 7-0 on this day back in 2017. Today, after leading 7-0, they currently lead 9-2 as we head to the bottom of the eighth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the eighth, we move here at Jackson Field, the first of six this week between Lansing and Dayton. And the Nuts all over the Dragons tonight, 9-2. It's kind of felt like two different games, the way that the seven runs came way back in that third inning. We still played on. Here's Ryan Lasko to open up the frame. The pitch, bouncing ball over towards third, charging, scooped up by Collier, throws inside. Pretty play from Cam Collier. One down. Any surprise that he's still in Dayton, Jesse?
I'm not because of the hitting numbers. And consider, he's still only 19. So
well,
they can let him stand Dayton the whole year, but it's not like he did a Henry Bolton. He was top five in every hitting stat.
The pitch slides in there, a little bit tight on Will Simpson. Ball one. I don't know what you're talking about, hitting numbers. He's 2-for-2 tonight. He's reached base three times. What do you want from this guy?
OPS 702 coming in, hitting below 230.
1-0. Lifted out to left, and that's just to the left of the chalk. Kind of looped down the line there from Simpson. 99 exit velo. That was an interesting one. Hit it hard, but it lofted perfectly over Collier at third base, and then it just missed hitting the line.
Looked like a tennis topspin winner.
It did look like that. 1-1. Launched up in the air, right field. This hit the other way, hit well. Is it fair? It is! A home run! Will Simpson doesn't even know it. He called it a home run. Will Simpson had turned around. Look what he found. An opposite field jack on Taco Tuesday for Will Simpson. Happy home run hunting for number 10 to make it 10-2. Don't give up on yourself so easily, young man.
Shea Graham situated himself right down that line. He was looking at it. He made the call, and he was waiting the whole time for Will to round the bases for this umpiring conference.
Dayton is livid.
They conferred, and they stayed with the call.
And now out there is Vince Harrison Jr. Dayton's entire dugout reacting because they've got a great view of it. They're in the third base dugout, so they can see right down the line. And it's going to stand because, again, Rector and Graham, the two umpires, met. They confirmed, and the call has been upheld. And now the arguments from Harrison Jr.
I mean, it's Will Simpson's view too, isn't it?
Yes.
In the right-hand batter's box, looking right down the line. He had his back when the call was made. He had his back turned.
He gave up on his own home run, but Shea Graham did not. And the conversation continues. It's a mild convo from Vince Harrison Jr. He's not shouting, but he's frustrated.
This is plaintive. They said, here's what we saw. And all the umpires can say is, here's what we saw.
Vince Harrison Jr. tips his cap back. He's slowly walking his way towards the dugout, but he still can't believe it. And the entire Dragon dugout not happy. Will Simpson's happy. He's got himself a home run, the first home run of the night. How about that? First pitch, that's down low. Ball one to Luke Mann. So Simpson homered twice last week. He is now homered today for an even baker's dozen, number 13 on the season. 1-0, swing and a miss from Luke Mann, strike one.
It was so high, and the sky is dark. It was right down the line.
1-1 pitch. One ball, two strikes.
There was a home run that was called for Lansing against Dayton years ago that actually crashed off the green wall to the right of the yellow pole that the umpires missed. This was different.
The pitch, swing and a miss. Luke Mann, a different result as he strikes out. Two down. What's that? Is that a 90s song? She's so high.
High above me.
Tal Bachman. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. We're going to have to ask Will about that one. Pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. There's nothing more obvious than the batter turning around and getting back in the box and then surprised that it's a home run. 0-1 pitch. That's in on the hands. Cue towards second. This will be a tough play. Over to first is Jesse to cover. He's got it. And Bautista Jr. is out. Great play right there. And that will do it for the eighth. But a Will Simpson opposite field shot to right field. And it's 10-2 Lansing as we head to the ninth, 3 outs away from a win. Jesse Goldberg-Strasser back to wrap it up.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strasser.
Well, this certainly has been a baseball game. And the left-hander Diego Barrera goes to the mound. What are we going to see next, huh? 10-2, Locos leading the Dayton Dragons, 3 outs away from the win. The Lion from Loyola Marymount against Rodriguez, Collier, and Balcazar. Dylan Hall goes 2 innings. He allows 2 hits and 1 run. He strikes out 3. First offering sent right off of Barrera, knocked down in front of second baseman Yamauchi. No play. Broken bat, base hit Hector Rodriguez. And now Cam Collier. Collier is 2 for 2 with a walk, a single, a double. He's knocked in a run, he scored a run. Dayton down 10-2. He's been their offense. Lefty to lefty. Outside corner, strike called. The Barrera fastball at 87 miles an hour. And 0-1. Fastball right down the middle. 88 for a called strike two. Time granted to Collier, who is in the All-Star Futures game, just like Lansing's starter today, Luis Morales. Collier out of Georgia. At 0-2, the breaking ball serves up and right to the second baseman, Yamauchi, throwing the first and scrambling back in safely, Hector Rodriguez. Otherwise, that would have been a double play.
I think it's only not a double play because Will Simpson didn't have his foot on the bag. It's weird. He's coming from foul territory, and his toe didn't quite get touched on the bag in time.
The Balcazar grounds to short. Is this going to be a double play? Valenzuela to Yamauchi. Throw high. Simpson came down off the base. Fielder's choice. Balcazar safely on at first. Casey Yamauchi's throw just too high, as ruled the bases umpire Shea Graham will try to come down, feel with his heel for the bag, but no. 2 outs, Ethan O'Donnell the batter. Lefty to lefty. Smacked up the middle, a base hit into right center field. Around to second base, Balcazar takes the turn, he heads for third, and the throw by Lasko overshoots everyone, backed up by Barrera. Up to second base on the throw, Ethan O'Donnell. Second and third for Dayton, 2 outs for Logan Tanner. Down by 8 in the ninth. Number 32, Tanner's 1-for-3 with an infield, with an RBI single, I should say. Nothing infield about it. Send it out to left field right down the line back in the seventh inning. Catcher Rodriguez talks things over with Diego Barrera. CJ Rodriguez out of Newport Beach, California. Barrera, born in California, now lives in Florida. Told me that he roots for teams in the Pacific Northwest, big Seattle Seahawks fan. O'Donnell at second, Balcazar at third, two away, the pitch to Tanner. Strike called on the outside corner. Barrera deals. Broke it outside. Well, if you missed it in the early going, a 7-run Lansing bottom of the third inning right now is the big story of the game. 10-2 Locos. 1-1. Outside. If you hear anybody shouting, there are a couple of fans to the left of home plate, right behind the on-deck hitter Hunter, making themselves heard. A 2-1. Check swing. Did it go? On appeal? He did not. Pitch was outside. 3-0 on Tanner. 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Dayton. 10 runs, 15 hits, no errors for Lansing. Barrera's pitch. That's in there for a called strike two. So the big story coming in. The first place Dayton Dragons. 4 games up over Lansing. First of a 6-game series. 1 strike away. Barrera tosses. And that misses low. On the bases are loaded with Dragons for Cade Hunter.
Well, might as well play a little bit longer, you know?
Sure. Works for me. Luis Morales started it for Lansing, 4 1/3 innings, 1 run. Jack Owen, 1 2/3. Dylan Hall, 2 innings. Barrera in the ninth. First offering, grounded down to first base. Simpson gloves to his bag. That does it. This ball game is over. The Locos take the opener of the 6-game series. Final score 10-2. And Lansing is now 3 games back of the division leading Dragons. The post-game right, show is on its way next.
Appreciate you.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Locos win. Lansing 10, Dayton 2. Welcome in. Lansing Locos postgame from Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 7 runs in the bottom of the third inning. That told the tale. And Lansing is now 3 games back of Dayton for first place in the Midwest League East Division. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Adam, my cliche tells the tale. That said, here's the tale that it told. In the bottom of the third inning, facing T.J. Sikkema, Nate Nankill singled, C.J. Rodriguez singled, Saheed Valenzuela, an infield fly. And then Johnny Butler, RBI double, Ryan Lasko, two-run single, Will Simpson, RBI double, Luke Mann, RBI single, Danny Bautista Jr. single, Casey Yamauchi single. And then when T.J. Sikkema was pulled out of the game, R.A. Brunson brought in C.J. Rodriguez, a two-run single. That was it. And then we still had to play the rest of the game, but what a third inning for the Lansing offense.
Yeah, Jesse, you said it. I mean, we could have just played the bottom of the third, and we could have gone home. I mean, that's all it was. And it kind of felt that way, right? They get seven runs, and it held up. They got a couple more runs later. Dayton got a couple runs, but that's it. I mean, the seven-run outburst after Sikkema had set down six in a row and it only allowed one base hit, they just got after him. Six straight, got hits. They had nine total hits in that third inning, only a couple of doubles, and 12 batters come to plate. We played the rest of the game. It seemed kind of meaningless, but Lansing again, how many times have we seen that this year? Where against Dayton, they get one big half inning, and that leads them to a win.
I mean, what we saw the rest of the game was, we saw a little bit of comic relief. We saw a Will Simpson home run that Will thought was foul, and his teammates had to shout at him to do a home run trot, his 13th home run of the year. He also had his 21st double of the year. Simpson went 2-for-5. Johnny Butler went 2-for-5 with a single and his 22nd double of the year. Casey Yamauchi was 3-for-4 today and knocked in two. C.J. Rodriguez was 3-for-4 today and knocked in two. And Nate Nankill in his Lansing debut, 2-for-4, all adding up to a 15-hit offensive showing.
Again, great to see. Remember, the three-game set here with the Loons, they didn't score many runs, didn't get many hits. We were curious to see what they did in West Michigan. Hit it pretty well out there, struggled the last two games, but they come out here today against Dayton, and they look right back to their offensive form, which has been tops in the league throughout this season. And now they take a one-game lead, and you said get a game closer against first-place Dayton with five games left to go this week.
Yes, they do. Two runs, seven hits. And no errors for the Dragons in defeat. The Dragons strand six on the bases, 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Starter Sikkema suffers his third loss. For Lansing in the win, 10 runs, 15 hits, no errors. Seven runners left on, but 6-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The win goes to Jack Owen. It's his third. And this game took 2 hours and 21 minutes. It flew by.
Yeah, that's a tale of its own that you're telling right there, Jesse.
In front of 4,208, Lansing improves to 15-16, 47-49 for the year. This being game number 96 of the year. And Dayton falls to 18-13, 52-45. So tomorrow we do it early, 1:05 p.m. Grant Judkins gets the ball for Lansing. Ryan Cardona for the Dayton Dragons. Tom Nichols, the voice of the Dragons, tells us, when Dayton loses, they lose big. When they win by the smallest of margins. And he said he would not be surprised to see the Dragons come right back and eke out some slim victories over Lansing the next couple of days.
Well, I mean, look at some of the losses this year to Dayton. Lansing lost 7-5. They've lost 5-4. They've lost 7-6. There have been some closer losses for them where they have won the majority of their games in big ways outside of the 10-inning, 10-9 win. You talked about it earlier, 7-1 win, 14-1 win, 9-2 win, and of course today you get a 10-2 win. So we will see what happens, but if the offense is churning, that usually means good things, and that was the case again tonight.
Yes, sir. Well, any final thoughts?
I think just a really good offensive display. You talked about Luis Morales. Was 4 1/3 going to be enough? How deep could he go? He certainly got the job done, and his offense picked him up with that big third inning. Now tomorrow, can you keep things rolling and can you get another game closer on the Dragons? We'll find out.
Yes, we will. Sí, señor. Muchas gracias.
Vamos locos.
Hasta mañana. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and for knowledgeable Nate Miller, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Locos. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Locos / Lugnuts on this Copa night. One final time, the score. The Locos 10, the Dragons 2. Good night from Lansing, Michigan. And vamos, Locos!